Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to another episode of Dad Bod to Rad Bod, a 75 hard journey. And hopefully you are having quite the fall so far. I heard on the radio there's actually above average seasonal temperatures for September and October. So that's great for your outdoor workouts. And obviously you could be in a different part of the world and you could have crap weather coming soon. But no matter what, we are warriors. We're 75 hard athletes, and we don't care. We're like the 300 from the movie. We're just ready to rock anytime, any place. And that's exactly what I'm going to talk to you guys about, the three-week threshold today, which kind of coincides with the end of getting over the original hump, what I call in 75 hard, which is the first 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, where because you have made all these changes and you've done, you know, you started working out twice a day, you cut out any alcohol, you cut out, you know, all that bullshit in your diet, and then you're just eating good food, you know, reading whatever, you know, these things are taking priority, right? During the day you're like, oh crap, I gotta do them, whether it's the morning, afternoon, or night. So, and also because you're working out so much, your body hurts a lot. That's the one thing I remember from the first 75 hard, and that definitely happened to me last week when I was finishing off the second week and going on to the third week, where I was definitely sore. I needed a couple extra days of like, okay, I'll ride my bike lightly here and I'll just walk here, and that's totally fine. As soon as you guys feel like you guys should not be doing hard workouts, your body is just really sore, just take it easy, you know, like don't kill yourself. This is a marathon, this is not a sprint. And that's exactly what happened to me. Here I am now officially on day 23, so this is going to be the beginning of the fourth week. Since I started on a Wednesday, I'm recording this on Thursday, so this is day 23. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. And I'm actually feeling quite good in general. The reason being is that when I talked to you guys about this, the first 2 weeks where you're really sore, and that did happen to me last week, and I ran a race on Saturday, so I'll touch about my 15-kilometer trail race on Saturday, and what 75 hard has helped me do in that. Although it is not like drastic yet, and I'll tell you about that in a second. But once I've crossed this like 3 week threshold, I now am very confident that I will finish my workouts. I'm confident that I will not drink any alcohol, and to be honest, I really don't even care about alcohol anymore. On Saturday after I finished the race, it was like a 30 degree day. It was very, very hot. You know, I ran the race at 9 in the morning, so it wasn't that bad to run the race that early. But later on in the afternoon, it was hot. And I definitely felt like drinking beer. However, after I've completed the race, after I took an easy Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, now Thursday, I've ran 4 consecutive days of generally hard workouts. So I've officially feel like I've crossed the 3 week threshold, where once you've done these workouts and you've stepped into the arena of 75 hard, you stepped into this training and you've gone 21 days or more, you actually start feeling that you could actually do more, that you could actually go a little harder, you could actually go a little farther. You could actually do a second hard workout instead of one hard workout, two hard workouts. Again, whenever your body screams no, don't push yourself. However, I'll tell you what I did Monday or Thursday, and I'll tell you about the race, and then I'll tell you about how easy it is to not drink alcohol anymore. It's really not that hard, guys. It's just time. Everything takes time. When we're working out, you're not going to see results right away. But you give it a month, you're going to feel a little bit better. You give it 2 months, you're going to see more results. 3 months, you're going to see a lot of results. That's how it's going to be. You put it all together, you're going to start seeing results. And you have a choice at that point that you've made all these new habits, right? You read any of the books I mentioned, Atomic Habits, other books that talk about just developing new positive habits or trends or philosophies in your life, they all take a certain amount of days, right? Whether it's 22 days or 66 days. So I think if you do something like 75 hard for 75 days, you're going to be able to decide at that point, It'll be 100% your decision. No one will sway you, I believe. It's really, at that point, you're going to have so much willpower that you can probably decide what you want to do under any circumstances, that you can continue to go on with the training, or you can continue to stop drinking, or you can continue, you know, to reach a certain goal that you now are probably capable of potentially doing, or you see yourself, whether that could be a marathon, could be a triathlon, could be like climbing a mountain, could be, you know, finally getting your body fat less than 20%, like whatever it is. There's so many ways you can get something positive out of this. But okay, let's go in order. So the first thing is that last week I did a couple hard workouts. So this is being the end of the second week. I did a couple hard workouts Monday and Tuesday, and I was really proud of Monday because I had this 15 kilometer race over the weekend. It was a trail race, so that means I'm running in the forest. It's a lot of fun, but it's quite hard because there's quite a bit of trails. Sorry, it is a trail race, but there's quite a bit of hills. And running up and down hills, especially after you've ran a few kilometers, starts getting really, really hard. And that was still the case. Even though I've done 75 for 3 weeks, it was still a hard race. It's not like I'm Superman all of a sudden. but last Monday, I actually woke up at 5:30 in the morning and was out the door at 5:59 and ran 12 kilometers. I had never run more than 8 kilometers or 8.5 kilometers during any of the training so far. But I wanted to do a 12-kilometer run because I wanted to do one long run that would be close to the distance of the run I was going to race. So 12 kilometers felt reasonable to me. Anything more would have been probably too much because my body's just not ready for it. But I managed to do it. So by like 7:10, I was back at home and showered up, you know, a protein shake, all that stuff, ready to go with the kids at 7:30. So that was a good start to the week. Saturday, I did the race. So I didn't run any more days after that. I did the race on Saturday. And what I actually did, which was a little bit unique, this should be normal, but because I struggle with basic things, sometimes I only get like 6.5 hours of sleep on average. Even though I'm telling you guys, sleep 7.5, it still just doesn't work. So I'm not very consistent with my sleep habits. I try to be. And 75 hard definitely helps. But during the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I had slept at least 7.5 hours for 3 days in a row leading up to the race. In fact, one day I got 8 hours of sleep, another day I got 9 hours of sleep, and the last day I got like 7.5 hours, like exactly. So I was coming in with the best possible mentality, the best possible shape I could be for my current circumstances, right? I'm still around 225. I started this at 233, I believe, 233 pounds. So I'm down a few pounds. I'm obviously feeling better. But when I did the race, my timing for the race compared to other 15 kilometer races I've done this year, three other ones, was kind of similar, to be honest. And I did have to stop a couple times, especially near the end, when we're doing like really hard hills and like I've already done like 10 kilometers, 12 kilometers, I just didn't have the conditioning to run the whole thing without stopping completely. So that's something to look forward to. And that's how I consider these things at this point. They are challenges and I'm like, man, okay, I couldn't finish the race, but I'm gonna get there. You just gotta keep working hard, right? And then, you know, I ran the race, I finished it. I had actually started training, adding to my runs, where at the end of the run, I do a stride, which is like you sprint for like 20 to 30 seconds, and then you slow down, you continue jogging, and then you do it again. So you're supposed to do like 4 to 8 of them if you're trying to make it like a legit addition to your workout. And so the end of the race was like a 200 meter uphill all the way to the finish line. And when you had already run 15 kilometers, that is brutal. And it was for me, because I'm still a little bit fat here, guys. So it's not like I'm a chiseled specimen or anything. But I was able to push through and just to the fastest I could possibly run, sprint that 200 meters, which is probably, honestly, if you were, you know, a bystander looking at me, it probably didn't look fast at all. But for me, it was fast. I finished the race. And okay, great. I finished the race. I was really happy. I got two more races coming up. So we still have room for improvement. I got one on the first, which is another 15 kilometer with tons of hills. Apparently, it's the most hills ever. Ugh. And then one more team relay one, which is not going to be too crazy. It's just two loops of 5.5 kilometers. So, and then we could split up the loops. So you could do one, you know, and then like an hour later, do another one because it's a team relay. So anyways, what I actually found is that because I had gotten a good amount of sleep and I had been working out a bit more, is not necessarily that my results were better yet. That just means I just need to continue to improve on my conditioning, improve on my ability to just run more, you know, get all the kinks out of there, just continue lots of repetition with my workouts, and I will improve. But what I did find is I had two things. One is I was a lot more jovial. I was actually quite energetic with talking to people. So there's a bunch of people I know at these events now that I've recognized, and they know me by name and I know them by name, and I guess we can say we're starting to become friends. And I was just cracking jokes, having a good time, and like just really was able, even though I was exhausted after the race, once I recovered after a few minutes, I was able to just have a good time. And I stayed a little bit longer than usual, maybe another additional 45 minutes, and we were just laughing, having a good time. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to eat all the chips that they give out after the race, but I had double the banana, double the apple. The other thing that I noticed is that after I had come home, my kids were at a birthday party, and after I showered and ate lunch and, recovered a bit, even though I was really sore, my body was definitely super sore. And, you know, other times I've ran these races, I'm like, okay, I would go lay down and I'd like nap for an hour, try to recover, but I couldn't nap because I had gotten so much sleep in the last 3 days. So instead, because the plan was for me to go get my 2-year-old daughter, Zoe, because she's the one that actually still naps, I actually decided to ride my bike. It's probably like 6 or 7 kilometers each way. So really not that far. But that's, if you did a casual 12K bike ride, casual, I mean, you're not even biking hard, like a recovery bike ride, which is what I did. It will last you basically 40, 45 minutes. And that's exactly what happened. I had enough energy after the race, 2 hours after, maybe not 2 hours after the race, maybe by the time I drove home and showered at 8, maybe 3 hours after the race, to bike. And I got Zoe on, threw her in the back of the bike on a bike attachment. She was loving it. It was super hot outside. We biked back, I put her in bed. And even though I was really sore, quite a bit of pain overall, like more pain than usual, considering, you know, my calves hurt because of all the hills, so many things in my body hurt, my hips started to ache. All said and done, when my son came home after the party and then Zoe woke up from her nap, I still had energy to go and play with the kids all the way until they went to sleep, basically. So, not like I was like jumping all over the place, but I just had more energy than usual. So that's already a good sign. The second thing I wanted to talk about is, now that we've crossed the 3-week threshold, is on Monday I woke up nice and early. And although I'm like, okay, I do have 3 weeks here to train for the next race, and I want to run 4 times a week, I woke up and my body was still hurting on Monday, so I just went for a walk. But after that walk, after work, I had lifted weights on Tuesday. On Monday night. Tuesday, I went for a run and then lifted weights. Wednesday, I played basketball with my buddy, and then I played hockey with my hockey team. And then today, I went for a run in the morning, and I ran a whole bunch of hills. And I actually managed to run up and down 4 times on a hill without stopping. That was kind of the plan, because when I was doing this training before, I would try to sprint up a hill, and then normally I would do it for like 30 seconds, and then I would either slow down and continue to make it to the top, or I would stop and walk the rest of the way and then And then I catch my breath and run back. But this time I was like, you know what? When I do these races, you have to keep running. Like you don't want to stop. So I was simulating that, and I was trying to get a little bit more advanced with my training, where I was running up the hill, and even if I was absolutely super out of breath and getting quite tired, as always, I would just push myself to just continue to jog, even at the bare minimum pace, like the slowest possible jog. Recover my breath, recover with my breath, and then pick up the pace and continue to jog down the hill. Then jog down the hill a little further, like a simulation. Like this, it happens in the races. You go up and down, and then you simulate. And then I turn around, and then I run up the hill again, and then jog. And so I did it 4 times in a row without stopping. That's the first time I've ever done that. And then I took a little rest, like 30 seconds of walking, and then I did it again 2 more times, and then I ran back. So I did an 8 kilometer run. So now I've done 4 days in a row where 2 of those days have been harder workouts. And I feel like this is the first time I could actually do more if I want to. Like if I want to, because really what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to do 4 runs a week, at least 3 times where I lift weights, like a 3-day full body routine, just something simple, nothing too crazy. So, you know, I can still focus on the running. And then there's also like a box jumping routine I want to do. So there's quite a bit to do, even though you're working out twice a day. And there's only so much your body can handle it. But this is the first time I feel like my body can now officially handle it, even though I'm quite sore at this point, again. But I'm over that 3-week hump. And the last thing I want to talk to you guys is, last night I played hockey and all the guys, I wanted to go out for chicken wings. There was like a 2-for-1 chicken wing deal we've gone many times. And I went there and I ordered a burger and salad. I can have beef, I can have bread. And they made fun of me. And, you know, everyone else had like 2 pounds of chicken wings and beer. And I was totally cool as a cucumber, just having a good time, cracking jokes with my guys, with my friends. You know, one of the guys couldn't finish his chicken wings, and I told him politely I couldn't eat them because I had a huge salad. And we were just laughing, having a good time. You know, your friends are always going to make fun of you. They're always going to try to cheer up the mood, and that's great. But the reality is that now that I've done 3 weeks, I was sitting at a table where there was like 8 1-liter glasses of beer. There was like 150 chicken wings, probably, around the table. The smell evaporating in the air. You could smell them all. Yeah, they smell pretty good. But mentally, my willpower is now through the roof because I've gone 3 weeks. I don't really care about drinking anymore. I don't need those extra calories. They're not going to help my training. And I don't eat the deep fried chicken wings, which are delicious. Don't worry. One day I will still eat deep fried chicken wings again. Or I don't know. Is there not too many other ways to eat chicken wings than deep fried, unless you cook them at home or oven bake them or whatever. I guess at pizza places, sometimes they just oven, throw them in the pizza oven, which is also tastes fantastic. But I digress. Once you can get by 3 weeks, I believe that most of you guys will be able to feel a mental transition where you can get over the hump. You don't need to drink alcohol anymore. You're not fazed by other people around you eating and drinking the food that you're not supposed to eat. As long as you eat the food that you are supposed to eat, so you don't show up hungry, or you can order something that's on the menu that that makes sense for your diet. But I will say is that all these things considering, I'm telling you guys, you know, I only got 20 minutes, so I gotta go pick up my kids, so I better get out of here. All these things considering is that if you can make it to 3 weeks, I believe, unless you accidentally forget to take a picture of yourself or you do something silly and it's okay, life happens, don't worry about it, you didn't get back on the horse, you essentially can get through the whole 75 days. That's it, period. And that's exactly how I feel like I am. And I'm already dreaming about the crazy things I want to do next. You know, sign up for a full marathon, do all these cool exercises. I just messaged my running group and I said, you know what? I can't always run with you guys. on your Tuesday and Wednesday runs and whatever, because I got kids and I got other, I work evenings and weekends due to my job sometimes too. But who wants to do, for the first time ever, an organized run by me Monday at 6 a.m.? This guy. I don't know how many people would get excited by that, but that's the kind of life I'm starting to live again, and I'm loving every minute. I hope you guys are too. See you later.